Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get $50 off your first two orders plus free shipping with code STIR50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Want consistent color for every job? Mylowe's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is The Fan on the Morning Show. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station. Nothing in the world makes me happier. No, I can't say that. I got a family. I got a girlfriend. This is one of the happiest things, though, that I get to do on a daily basis is talk to you about sports at one of the weirdest hours of the day. Doran Dickerson of the Fan Morning Show told me one time, he said, you think backwards. Your life is like backwards. I think this show kind of reflects that as well, because who in the world's up at 5 in the morning talking about sports, but people that are a little backwards, a little off? Am I wrong? Nothing wrong with that. I am definitely weird for being up this early in the morning. You might be too, whether your work is backwards and you do an overnight shift instead of a daytime shift, or whether you just like being up this early in the morning. I'm here to satisfy your craving for sports. So let's talk. 412-928-9370. I got open phone lines. Max Crosby, pass rusher with the Las Vegas Raiders, did not get traded. He had some statements that he made publicly, posted on social media. So we'll get to that. I'm going to run down some of the other things going on around sports as well. Mexico and Italy played yesterday, and Italy handled them pretty solidly. It was a 9-1 final score. So the USA advances to the quarterfinals. No issue there, no drama. I will say this, though. So I saw a couple commentators on social media, a couple influencers talking about the situation, and I do agree. And I think that, unfortunately, I mean, Adam Crowley's perspective on this, he and I had our disagreements. There are a lot of people out there that I think respect that the U.S. Team would take this seriously. I think that it is nice when fans are able to take this seriously. I try to take the tournament seriously because it's cool to watch whenever it comes around. I mean, I love seeing all the countries compete against each other, and I think these games have been nothing short of entertaining. Now, with that being said, whenever the USA, whenever the manager, I mean, Mark DeRosa, I it's funny what I'm able to recall. I like to think I have a good memory. That's been proven wrong, though, on this show plenty of times, because or on the morning show, too, because once I get tired, sometimes my memory gets a little foggy. Sometimes my internal perspective takes over from reality. But, I mean, this is one of the things I remember the commentators talking about when I was watching one of the first games the U.S. was in. And it was that they're talking about Mark DeRosa is this, you know, he's a manager for the players, he's the perfect guy for the job, blah, 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 all this stuff. And then he didn't even know about the scenario well enough. He thought, it has since been deleted, by the way, because people caught on to this, when he said that the U.S. had advanced, had punched their ticket, is the words he used, to the quarterfinals. And then he managed the game against Italy like a team that wasn't trying to win that game, but rather just be efficient with rest. Sometimes it's hard to convince the average fan that it is a tournament that is serious and that matters whenever the USA's manager doesn't know what the circumstances are for advancing to the next round of the tournament. I mean, it's just, it bothers me. Like, I think that hurts the reputation and the brand, too, of the tournament, because you'd want to believe that the players and the managers know what's going on. And DeRosa didn't seem to. And one of the most egregious decisions, I think, was when my buddy, not really my buddy, I haven't talked to him in a little while, but I played baseball with him once at Waynesburg, Mason Miller. He was ready. He hadn't pitched yet in the tournament, and they were warming up Clayton Kershaw. He's now retired from Major League Baseball, but he's still on the USA's roster. They're warming up Clayton Kershaw in the bullpen instead of perennial all-star and flamethrower reliever Mason Miller. What are we doing? So that's where I'm at on this. Like, I can understand if you watch that display, if you watch that development, how you might not have your utmost confidence in the sport and in the tournament. And I was ready to tell Adam Crowley that this morning, but he is out with a bit of a stomach bug, so he will not be in today, so I cannot tell him publicly. But I get it. I mean, I understand, because if it doesn't seem like the U.S. is taking it seriously, then I think it undermines the entire tournament, because the message from Team USA and the message from MLB promoters in America is that this tournament is supposed to matter. It's big time, biggest stage. And, you know, in that case, you got to take everything seriously. You got to take everything. You got to have everything treated with the most, or mostly, enough intensity, and at least know what the scenarios are, you know? 412-928-9370. Let me know what you think about that. Other developments. We got Pittman's basketball losing to NC State 98-88. That game was close, and then it wasn't. And NC State was making threes all over the place, and they felt unstoppable. And Pitt just turned the ball over too many times, especially late. And so, feel bad for them. The expectations weren't high on them coming into this game, or even the tournament. So the fact that they won one game is something. And I did get in a slight argument with somebody on X yesterday, because I was asking, I'm like, well, was that Capel's last game? I know Pomp and Joe talked about that yesterday, about whether Capel coached his final game with Pitt. So if you want to talk about that, you can. 412-928-9370. That's kind of a hot topic. But then I just said, hey, I have a lot of respect for this team not quitting. And then somebody retweeted, somebody posted in my comments, those aren't the same thing. It was one of those. It was in the comments. He posted in the comments of that post. He said, "Well, of course, this is the participation trophy generation. You're giving them a participation trophy." And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not, right? I mean, I am. I'm just saying I respect the team. I respect the team that I root for. I do root for Pitt. I'm not honoring them with any type of tangible award, and I'm not telling the rest of the nation to remember this team as, like, the, you know, the big tournament comes around after all the conference tournaments. Right, but, like, my point is, I respect the team. I respect what they've done. I respect that they didn't quit. I respect that I watched them play basketball where they looked like they were giving an effort the entire time. Because it's more entertaining to watch that than to watch a team that feels like they gave up. And this team didn't. So I can have respect for a team while also saying that they don't deserve any tangible awards or any special distinction for that. That's my respect for my team. And after today, the basketball playoffs in college are going to move forward. And Pitt is not really going to be remembered at all. And that's okay, too. By the standards of winning, they did not have a great season. And I could also acknowledge that. So there's that going on. Pittsburgh Penguins play tonight against the Vegas Golden Knights on the road. It's a 10 o'clock local start time because it's on the West Coast. So late night hockey, if you're into that kind of thing. And I already talked about Max Crosby with the Raiders. He said, "I'm back, run that bleep," in a post on social media. So, a lot going on. 412-928-9370. Give me your thoughts, opinions. What do you have to say? Let me know. 412-928-9370. Talk to me on X by tagging me at callus_33. That's callus_33. And you can go to youtube.com, search 93.7 The Fan, and then find our live stream. And there's a live chat that accompanies that. I do read that live chat pretty regularly. So feel free. All right. You got this caller on the line. Let's go. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, Harry. GP.
What's up?
On the Olympics, it doesn't matter. Italy's got the team, bud. I don't know if you watched that game last night, but I did.
I did watch.
Francisco Liriano, or no.
Cervelli.
What's his name? Cervelli. I got the wrong team. So, yeah, Cervelli. They got that first baseman's unreal, man. You see him hit those three home runs?
Vinny Pasquarelli. Yeah.
Yes. And then he goes into the dugout. Yes. And then he takes that shot of espresso, and then he guzzles down a 16-ounce of water.
Yeah.
You see that?
I did.
That team is looking good, buddy. I to be honest with you, I don't think they have a chance. I don't think the USA – I mean, they might beat Canada, but I'm saying that team's going to take it all.
You think so? They got better than Japan, too?
Yep.
The DR? Dominican Republic?
They have it going on. When you got that spunk, you got that togetherness, there's no stopping them, Harry. Kind of reminds me of the old 79 Pirates.
Wow.
We are family, bud. Yeah, that's a team, Harry. They got some power. They got the gloves. They got the manager. I think they're going to take it, bud. Have a good weekend, Harry.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I respectfully disagree, but hey, yeah, they're impressive. That's for sure. I mean, they handled Mexico very firmly. 9-1 yesterday. I watched a good bit of it. So, just for context about what GP was talking about, Team Italy had decided to have an espresso machine in the dugout. I guess in traditional Italy fashion or whatnot. I don't exactly know where it sparked from. But they did. They said, here, we're going to have this espresso machine in the dugout. And if you hit a home run, we're going to put your number, and we're going to stamp it in like a sticker or pin it somewhere on the machine. So everybody knows that you hit a home run. And it stays there for the entire tournament. So they put the number next to the espresso machine. And then the player that just hit the home run steps on home plate, jogs back to the dugout, and is handed a shot, an espresso shot. And does an espresso shot. Which is maybe not safe, considering that Vinny Pasquatino hit 3 home runs in that game. So he had 3 espresso shots, and on the machine you saw 3 number 9s pretty close to each other. He's also the first player in World Baseball Classic history to hit 3 home runs in one game. So he had to take 3 espresso shots after he came back from the dugout for all 3 home runs, and the TV broadcast got a shot on camera. You could see the number 9. It was like 9199 because somebody homered before his second home run, but he had homered so recently, like his home runs were back-to-back there on the machine. So you saw like 9199. It's a pretty interesting story. They are legit. I don't know if they're going to win at all. I mean, you got some pretty good teams in this tournament, and Danny on the chat on YouTube says it's very hard to believe the USA lost to Italy. How does something like that happen, Mr. Callis? And my response is I don't believe the US was playing to win that game until like the 7th inning. Like that's the only, like, and I'm not taking anything away from Italy because they ended up winning the game, and I think they're going to be a tough opponent, and it's not guaranteed that the USA would have won that game if they would have been trying, but it definitely would have been a closer game if not a win. I mean, it was 8-6 was the final, I believe, when Italy played USA. So it's not like, I mean, even them scrambling to come back saw them almost come back. So, yeah, I'm not overly confident that they will run the gamut of the tournament. I think Mexico ended up having a weaker team, and they didn't qualify. So, impressive, and they're definitely a cool story. But I think the USA lost that game because the USA was not trying to win. I mean, the way Mark DeRosa was talking in that interview, he thought when the U.S. was 3-0 that they were in the quarterfinals no matter what, and that just wasn't the case. And so he managed that game against Italy as if they were in the quarterfinals. He wasn't worried about winning. He was worried about playing for long-term efficiency. And then I guess somebody must have told him, because he started scrambling and making the right decisions from the 7th inning on in that game, and they almost came back, but they didn't, and it almost cost them. But thankfully, Italy took care of Mexico firmly in yesterday's game, and so nothing to worry about. New life for the USA. Danny on the YouTube chat. That makes total sense, Harry. It definitely looked like they were not playing the game to win. Yeah, exactly. How about D. Mills on the YouTube chat? Good rising, beautiful souls. Love that. We're all beautiful souls, aren't we? How about that, man? Yeah. Sure, I appreciate it. Good morning to you as well. Good rising. Grand rising. I like that phrase. All right, 412-928-9370. So, the World Baseball Classic still going on. Spring training still a thing. I haven't really paid attention to the spring training, though, since the World Baseball Classic started. The World Baseball Classic just far more entertaining than spring training, in all honesty. Pittman's basketball lost yesterday, so they're out of the ACC tournament. Penguins in second in the Metropolitan Division. They've got 79 points. They have a game tonight against the Vegas Golden Knights, which starts at 10 o'clock. And now the big story that I think is something that maybe you want to talk about more than anything else, though, that I'll get to now, is Max Crosby. Now, you can talk about anything if you want to call in 412-928-9370. It's not an exclusive conversation. I'm just steering it whichever way I think it should go before I run out of time. So if you want to talk about anything else, you can. But there has been an opinion flowing out there that the Baltimore Ravens need to receive some punishment for how they handled the trade for Max Crosby. It is suspicious, I will admit. The Baltimore Ravens were going to trade for Max Crosby. They elected not to do that. They were going to send 2 first-round picks to the Las Vegas Raiders. They ended up undoing the deal, citing a failed physical on Max Crosby's end. And then the Ravens immediately turn around and give record money, $120 million contract, it could be worth, to former Cincinnati Bengals D-end Tre Hendrickson. So, do you think that the Baltimore Ravens should face any repercussions for backing out of a deal like this? I think the big story that should also be kind of talked about here is the legal tampering period is a really dumb period because I think it leaves room for situations like this where teams could sign guys or not, or could trade for guys and then not. You know, the new league year plays a factor into this as well somehow. I mean, it's all just, I think, unnecessary. And then you leave room for things like this to happen. Now, Max Crosby went on social media and posted a video with the caption, "Everything happens for a reason. Believe nothing you hear and half of what you see. I'm a Raider. I'm back. Run that bleep." And it's pretty much the full swear word. There's just one letter of 4 censored on the post. Which, if you're going to use 3 or 4 letters, you might as well just spell out the word. I think, though, that if he's trying to monetize his social media accounts, that if you spell out swear words, I guess it can detect that and demonetize. I don't know if that's how X works, though, because anything goes on X at this point. I mean, there's quite literally porn on X. So I don't know why he censored one word on X. Whatever. But that is what he's saying. Run that bleep. I'm a Raider. So he's taking a perspective that everything happens for a reason and that he's excited to be on the Las Vegas Raiders this season. They seem to kind of want to rebuild it. The quarterback's gone, Geno Smith, going back to the New York Jets, so they won't have him anymore. And they've got a lot of holes, for sure. They're one of the weaker teams in football. But they have him back. Anybody out there think that the Ravens should receive a penalty from the league for how this situation was handled? 412-928-9370. I know Andrew Filippone said ban them from the upcoming playoffs, the upcoming postseason, no matter what happens. Josh Rountree, a host here on the 93.7 The Fan, usually at night. In some cases, he posted on social media that the Ravens should just lose the first-round picks that they had offered up to the Raiders. I think, though, when the league allows for this legal tampering and when the league allows for a failed physical to undo a deal, like, this is a thing that before the deal is ever reported or before the exchange is ever committed to, that physical needs to be taken care of already. And I think that the Baltimore Ravens doctors have a right to assess any issues with a player whenever there's assets being exchanged. And if the doctors see something and they tell the front office, I mean, this is what Doug Whaley talked about yesterday on the Fan Morning Show. He's a former GM himself, and he's on every Wednesday from 9 to 10 on the Fan Morning Show. Well, this is a perspective he gave that I agree with. I mean, if the doctors say, hey, there's something wrong with his knee, there's something wrong with his back, there's just something that there's a lot of issues that we're noticing where this guy might be a one-year guy, might give you half a good season, but he also might be injury-ridden and he's not worth you giving up the assets of 2 first-round picks then yeah, I mean, the Ravens have every right to say, hey, we don't want to give up these assets. We didn't know before we did the physical. And so that's like a thing, too, where I think the media kind of hurts in this situation, because as soon as that deal is leaked out, everybody wants to jump on it, report on it. Everybody wants to be first. And that's just the world we live in. And so it's rare whenever a physical ends up destroying a deal. I mean, this happened in baseball a few years ago. Carlos Correa was going from the Minnesota Twins, was trying to get a deal with the New York Mets. He failed his physical, so the deal fell through. Correa then tried to go to the Giants, the San Francisco Giants. The Giants gave him a physical, and they said, we don't want you. So he had two teams that were unwilling to sign him after reports that he was supposed to sign these places because of a failed physical. So it's not like it's never happened in sports before. Like, sometimes it's rare. And in this day and age, we don't expect failed physicals to be a thing. It's just one of those bylines we put. It's one of those added details. Max Crosby traded to the Baltimore Ravens pending physical. And we just let it go and wait until the official confirmation happens. But nobody cares about the official confirmation. They like the initial report. But I think the Ravens have every right to look at a guy and say, you know what, this guy isn't worth the return we're giving you based on how we assess. Based on how we assess his medicals. Can't fault the Ravens for playing the system, which, again, I think how it's reported on is silly. Like, I think the report should come out whenever the physical has been passed, because now you got everybody up in a tizzy for, I think, no good reason. And then legal tampering, too. It's like, okay, these deals start happening and legal tampering and these reports start coming out. And I just think it's silly that these reports come out and a lot of these deals are almost guaranteed when this news comes out. Like, why do we even have a tampering period? Why can't we just say, hey, this has started? I don't understand.
Want consistent color for every job? Milo's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
412-928-9370. Got time for a couple callers. I'll start with this one. Good morning. What's your name?
Nick, good morning. It's Sean.
What's up?
They shouldn't be penalized because they didn't do anything outside the rules.
Correct.
If anything, you know, GMs around the league should be reluctant to maybe do business with them in regards to it, but You know, if anything, and I find it hard to believe that the owner didn't have any involvement in this, but this guy's going to, I mean, he's a good player. He's better than Hendrickson. He plays the run. He's a hell of a pass rusher. But if anything, like I said, the owner, hopefully, I mean, I would think he would have some involvement in this. The guy's going to be 29 years old before the league starts. He's got a knee that just got worked on. Meniscus is not too bad. But, I mean, you're giving up two first-round picks for a guy that's going to be 29 before the league year starts. As a Steeler fan, I was happy that I was hoping that this trade would go through because I think, you know, organizationally, this would have set them back. I mean, I think giving up two first-round picks for this guy was a huge mistake on our part, and I kind of wanted it to go through. But, I mean, there's no penalty involved. Do I think there's going to be rule changes as a result of this? Yeah, probably next year there's going to be some type of rule change in regards to it. But as of now, I mean, I wish it would have went through, but it didn't, unfortunately for the Steelers. But I think it would have set the Ravens back. Have a good day, bud.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. Totally agree. They were inbounds of the league rules. And I, like I said before Sean called, I totally believe they don't deserve to be penalized. All right, got time for one more call. We'll take this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, morning. It's Dave.
You got about a minute, Dave. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, like the previous caller said, they didn't break any rules, but everybody has an issue. I mean, it's pretty obvious that at some point a light bulb went off in their heads, and they're like, hey, we can get this guy, pay him money, but we keep our draft capital. But there's nothing you can do. Like the previous caller said, they played within the rules. Was it a crappy move on their part, you know, looks-wise? Yeah. Yeah. And I agree with them. I think you're going to have a lot of GMs that are like, yeah, I'm not dealing with you. So, hey, buddy, you have a good day.
You too. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Dave.
Want consistent color for every job? Mylow's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.